for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, December the 30th, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on fairies, elves, trolls, gnomes, and other supernatural creatures. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
It is a type of human-shaped supernatural being in Germanic mythology and folklore and elsewhere. In medieval Germanic-speaking cultures, elves seem generally to have been thought of as beings with magical powers, supernatural ability, and benevolence towards everyday people and capable of either helping or hindering them. I remember a show came out, and we didn't watch it, but I saw the trailer for it. I'm trying to think of what it was, but a couple of years ago when it came out, but basically it was humans mixed with elves and they had tail and all this. And it was, what was it?
Avatar.
Avatar. They didn't listen. The devil, for whatever reason, either God's making or it's their code that they gain power from. You know, I personally believe he's a counterfeiter of what God does. The Lord says he does nothing on the earth unless he tells his prophets first. So the devil lets people know what he's going to do ahead of what he's doing, or in the middle of what he's doing. And even the Illuminati, the powers that be, the elite, have a saying that it's hidden in plain sight. So they're showing you everything that's going on. The movies are showing you what's going on. They're showing you. So when that show came out, I looked at those things. I'm telling you, I hate the devil. I hate sin. I love people. I hate what the enemy does to people in general. But I tell you, something really, really just bothered me, thinking of humans being mixed with animals and other things. There's something horrible in there. And they had fed that evolution to you. Listen, so DARPA, the U.S. government agency for military research, and of course they got one in Russia and they got one in China and everywhere else too. And believe me, they don't have any moral restrictions. Nothing ethical. Nothing is holding them back. Unless God holds them back. But they broke the human genome code and they've all been working on super soldiers. So the way you make it, so if you got a soldier that it was a man, but now you give him the strength of a hyena and the speed of a leopard or a cheetah who can see like a bat, who doesn't need sleep. I mean, you go on and on what they're doing genetically to create a super soldier. When you're looking at things, so even, listen, the Avengers, every one of them is a mixture. Every one of them. And they're prepared to be, I want to be like Thor. Thor's God. I don't want to be like him. He's not the Most High God. He is, listen, so Odin and Thor, Zeus and Hercules, same thing. And they go back, and they are names for what happened before the flood. When the sons of God took the daughters of men to wives, and there were giants, supernatural beings.
And
Randy,
are these characters are mixed in with all the games
that
the kids play?
Yeah. Even the name Avatar. So the Avatar, this is on one hand, in the Hindu, Buddhist, New Age mythology, an avatar represented holy beings that were different than everybody else, sent forth from a God force to benefit man, and such, and some of them would have been Buddha, and Gandhi, and Muhammad, and they throw Jesus right there in the middle of it, believing there's a final avatar to come, who some call Lord Maitara. But this final avatar, and the Masons know there's an avatar, the high-level ones do, that this guy that's coming is going to be the final one to bring in the new and golden age. We call him the Antichrist. That's who we call him. He's a carrier. But the other meaning, and it ties together, is you got that show Avatar was about these mixed beings. And by the way, and I told you about the sexual things happening with the, listen, so they're creating beings that the demons can inhabit without any resistance from the human, just so you know. It ain't time to play around. It's time to get close to Jesus, people. Okay? And get these things out of us. So that we can, when we listen. So whatever then, what listen, when you're covenant with God and you're living holy, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And you know what? We need faith. You know why people don't get healed? Why don't? Because we ain't got faith for it. Yeah. See, let's be real. We got fear, doubt, and unbelief. Yeah. Help us, Lord. But the cleaner we can get in Him by His grace. Listen, it's all by grace. And then walk with Him in covenant, loving your Lord. And He'll do great, mighty things. The Bible promises in these last days that those that know their God shall do great exploits. It don't matter what comes forth. But listen, we're telling them to believe. What are they doing? We just had a whole bunch of fairies get out of here. Get out of y'all. And get out of here. Amen? So, else. The word elf is found throughout the Germanic languages and seems originally to have meant white man. Reconstructing the early concept of an elf depends largely on text written by Christians in Old Middle English, Medieval German, and Old Norse. These associate elves variously with the gods of North mythology, with causing illness, with magic, with seduction. Present-day movies show elves as beautiful beings who help people in their times of need. However, the original ancient form of these beings was quite hostile towards humans. Often enough, elves would lure humans to their death. Let me tell you this. It's like a vampire. Well, I always tell people when I was a kid, a vampire was a booger man. Only people drawn that way. Same people watch the mummies and the same people watch, there was certain people that were drawn to that, but as a whole, people weren't. And a vampire was nasty, frightening. And then they came out with Twilight and the other things and made them romantic. So the girls would like them. So that's the same way with these little elves. They just put a better picture on them, more palatable to people. Most ancient form of elves came from the mythology of the Norsemen. In Norse mythology, elves came in pairs. Understand this, when you see Germanic and Norway, they're all tied. So the German gods and the Norse gods were the same. Okay? I always tell people too, understand this. You got, when I say gods, we're talking about the little gods, not the Most High God. But all over the world, you have the same kind of gods by different names. The same thing. They just have a different name because of different language. So, but Norway, Germany, or the Scandinavian, because they're all tied together in their folklore. Norsemen, in Norse mythology, elves came in pairs, light and dark elves. Light elves were appreciated by the god Odin. That's your origin of Santa Claus, by the way. Who is the chief Nordic god. Dark elves and Dovrefar were said to be quite ugly. And they lived in the world called, now this is interesting, called Niflheim, which sounds a whole lot like Nephilim. Well, don't care which Nephilim, you go back, and God said, Genesis 6, chapter 4, Genesis 6 in round 4, it says there were Nephilim in the land in those times. It's referring to those giants. Okay? Mixtures. While dark elves were said to be evil, light elves were regarded by humans as inferior to them, so they did not hold us in high esteem. The light elves were actually portraying what the Norwegians, you're talking Viking culture, the Norse culture, felt was a perfect Viking. They would steal babies, cattle, milk, bread. They would enchant and hold young men in their spell. Now we got Santa. You know they call Santa a jolly old elf, right? How many know that we shouldn't be doing Santa Claus? Anybody's friend? You don't lie to your children? You lie to your children about a being that knows when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake, knows when you've been good and bad. There ain't but one. That's the Holy Ghost that knows that. That's Jesus. They don't need to play the games. And we don't need to be in fantasy. Then you tell them about this being that can't be seen, and later on you're going to tell them that's a lie. It was just all fun. Well, then you tell them about God who can't be seen, and how they got that question. Same. Well, there's another one. That's Santa's helper in Germanic mythology. His name is Krampus. They have Krampus festivals there still every year. Big ones. Just look it up. Ugly, isn't he? Now let's look at Iceland. It said only recently that elves have been confined to plays, books, and fairy tales. In centuries past, belief in the existence of fairies and elves was common in both adults and children. It's still strong in some places. In Iceland, for example, half the residents believe in the elves. They call them huddle folk, or hidden people. I did see a show the other day that said they're starting to build temples to Odin again in Iceland to bring back that worship to the fullness. Supernatural beliefs are so strong in Iceland that many road construction projects have been delayed or rerouted to avoid disturbing the elves' homes. When they aren't stopped by residents trying to protect the elves, they seem to be thwarted by the elves themselves. So in the late 30s, construction began on a road near Elf Hill, the most famous elf residence in a certain city. The construction was set to bring the road right through the Elf Hill, which would have essentially destroyed the elves' home. At first, it was delayed due to money problems, but when the work finally began a decade later, they encountered all sorts of problems from broken machinery to lost tools. The road was subsequently rerouted around the hill rather than through it. Later, in the 1980s, the same road was said to be raised and paved. When the workers reached the Elf Hill and were about to demolish it, the rock drill broke in pieces. The replacement drill broke as well. At this point, the workers got spooked and refused to go near the hill. Icelandic laws written in 2012 stated all places reputed for magic or connection to folk tales, customs, or national beliefs would be protected by their cultural heritage. I ain't like that. All it took was somebody to do their God. Just to get out of here in Jesus' name and take that land. Now, they're all over the world. They're called little people here. Native Americans. Most tribes have tales of little people. In Canada, there's a tribe called the Eskasani. They have many legends. There's a hill in Nova Scotia where they claim the little people lived for centuries. Many of the townsfolk warn their children against going to the mountain for fear that they'll be taken away. The Shoshone tribe in the United States have their own name for the little people. It's called a Nymarigger. Nymarigger. It was a race of little people who lived in the Rocky Mountains, specifically in the Pedro Mountains, and were also thought to live near the Wind River. All the way on the island range in the Pacific, in our beautiful state of Hawaii, the native people also believe in a fairy race of little people that referred to as the Menahumi. Again, their beliefs are very similar to the Shoshones and the Eskasones. There are three kinds of little people in the Cherokee tribe: the Laurels, the Rocks, and the Dogwoods. The Crow believed the little people they called the Nirumbi. They were thought to have lived in the Prior Mountains. By the way, I've got a lesson in. Lord seems to let us learn some of these lessons. I ran into a man that I realized was a medicine man after we ran into him, but the Lord caused him to talk to me, and I never realized that the Cherokee had black magic. But they do. And they use colors, and they got a red man, a black, let's see, they got a red man, a white man, and a yellow man that they send out to do their bidding. And Charlie, after he told me that, I had to contend with those. And spiritually, I didn't see him, but I had to deal with him because I knew he was sending them. But all over the earth, we're dealing with these elves. So here's Africa. They're called the Azizi, or Aziza. They're a type of supernatural race in West African mythology. They live in the forest. They provide good magic. They have practical spiritual knowledge to people. They're described as little hairy people, and they're said to live in the ant hills and the silk cotton trees. Japan has a mozuka. It is a common concept. refers to a clan of beings born with supernatural paranormal powers. When described as humanoid, they're usually having some form or all of the features, and they share a lot in common with demons or devils. Imagine that. They got pointy ears. They have exotic skin, hair, eye, and blood colors. They have sharp claws and teeth and fangs. They have, can have horns, wings, tails, and any other features, but they look human. Here's what I found interesting. Now, although this man was Chinese, another term, and it's, and it carried over to the Chinese, was Mao. M-A-O is a term for their leader. It is a term of Mazuka. It is also a general term for the king of demons, the king of devils, and more in general, an overlord, a dark lord, or an alchemy of a hero. Having a Mao in a series does not mean that it's for that clan to rule, but it can simply rule humans or monsters or anything. The Chinese communist leader was called Chairman Mao. And in 4 years, there were 45 million people killed. Kind of interesting that it ties through his name. There's also called spirit called the Duende. So, the enemy is an equal opportunity destroyer. The Duende is from the Mexico and South America and Central America. Caribbean spirits called a Baku, spirit of small stature, lives on bananas and milk, active mainly at night. Everybody heard the snakes crawl at night? So everywhere you go, you've got these creatures. But here's one. You can get you an elf for the shelf. If you want one. So they made a cute little elf there. The elf for the shelf. You can adopt your own elf. No, you're going to adopt the elf, and once everybody goes to bed, the scout elf flies back and forth North Pole to report to Santa the day's activity. Well, the family wakes up each morning, he flies back and hides. Every time he hides, he's supposed to go find him. In the back of each book, families have an opportunity to write the elf's name and date they adopted. Once he's named, the scout receives his special Christmas magic, which allows it to fly back and forth from the North Pole. The book tells how the magic might disappear if the scout elf is touched. So the rule for the elf on the shelf states, there's only one rule you have to follow, so I'll come back and be here tomorrow. Please do not touch me. They make a contract with the elf. We don't need elves. So everybody who will, let's pray for these elves. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for me and my ancestors. For all unholy contact with supernatural creatures called elves. I repent for entertaining and appeasing them. I repent for fearing them. I repent for any entertainment that I and my ancestors have participated in involving elves. And I break the power of all elfin. Fairy witchcraft. In Jesus' name. I repent for the lie of Santa Claus and his elves when I participated in it. I renounce all these works and I now command all these demons to flee me in Jesus' name. I break all unholy soul ties in Jesus' name and command all foreign souls to leave me, go where they belong. I call my soul back to me, covered in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for delivering me in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, let them go. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. You're being elves. Go, 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 go. Come on. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Little man, go. Little man of the woods, get out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loki, come on out of them. Every Loki, in the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. African little man, go. European little man, go. You're in the name of Jesus. North America, South America, Caribbean, go, 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 go. anything from the orange, the mouths go, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. So those little cartoons people watch, that's what you're dealing with. In the name of Jesus, come out of God's people. Duende, get out, Duende. In the name of Jesus, you gotta go, get out, Duende. Get out, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Next is trolls. You don't want any troll dolls. I'm looking at the time. Some are beginning to race now. And we're going to go more for deliverance than the teaching. Okay? This is a quarter to 12. So let's say. Trolls. As one man said, they're not Christian. Now it's a term for somebody that whacks you on the internet. But I do want to show you. Let's go on. That's good. So we got trolls. There's three looks, different kinds of trolls. They make some of them cute, some of them pretty ugly. Then we got gnomes. It's a diminutive spirit. It comes from magic and alchemy, many mythologies, dwarfish race of earth spirits and Wicca. They say that a gnome will instill confidence, steadfastness, and endurance. I'll take that from the Holy Ghost, thank you. But it can also be used to bring about gloom, melancholy, and despair. Look, there are people collecting those things there. Got them all over their house. They got some unclean spirits, I promise you. I know they do. They don't see it because they like their little demons. But here's what's interesting about a gnome. Look. See these heads, little gnomes? That there is Baal. These are carvings of Baal from Israel. Okay? But look at the cat. It's the same thing. Goblins. Monstrous creatures from European folklore. Grave robbers. Grotesque, mischievous, evil. Can morph into fairies. They're also can be called imps and kobolds and duendes as well. Goblins, hobgoblins, tricksters, and wear red caps at times. So let's look at them. There's a couple. Goblins, nice looking guys. Ghouls came from Islam originally. Evil spirit, demon in Muslim folklore, believed to plunder graves, feed on corpses. Grave robber. Maybe there's some people getting ate up in their flesh that belong to the ghouls. Ghouls are getting them. So. Yeah, like leprosy and other things. Maybe that's the demon that's doing that. There were flesh-eating bacteria. There were Chinese ghouls, Arabian ghouls, Japanese ghouls. Let's look at vampires, werewolves, and shapeshifters. I talked to you about vampires earlier. Okay. About making them pretty, everybody knows what it is. But this was one website that I just kind of glanced at. It's just and it said on that one website, it described people called energy vampires, which these people didn't consider real vampires because they just suck energy from people instead of drinking blood. And if you and as I read through this and listen, I'm not. There's some things most people don't need to go search. I'm not telling you I'm special, okay? But I'm just telling you, know that you need to know that you're called to do it on if you're going to go.
You can get demons.
You can get in trouble. Okay? But anyway, this particular website, in their belief, there's a scientific that these people that have a need for human blood and other blood are genetically different, according to them. And so, and there it says how to find a real vampire and tell you what to look for. Knowing if you're a real vampire, telling your friends, approaching a vampire, vampire-friendly bars and clubs, super infection. So, in other words, they believe that it's caused by a viral change in genetics. And so, they would get together and have vampire parties where they all swap blood, okay, in order to get strongly infected and become more vampires. Vampire codes, a new code. Sober in moment from his past. Then they had somebody called the Slayer, and the Slayer is one that's there to kill vampires and do harm. So, vampire myths and facts. Vampire, and that was just one search. I told you, they made them pretty. And ultimately, listen to this, Mark of the beast. Going to change humans from something they were into something else. And the promise, see, even the vampire legend is immortality. Okay? Well, listen, all of it, if you went up and you looked up post-human society, and you're going to see all sorts of plans to create humans and bring them to immortality, aside from God's immortality, heaven or hell. And that's part of the problem. If you go back to the garden, and the promise to Eve was that you can be as gods. So this is this same thing in a different picture. This happens to be in the form of a vampire, which is also a sexual demon. And by the way, people that get off in twilight and all that, all over the country, incubus spirits, which are male sexual spirits, are raping people. Female sex spirits raping the men. Spirits sitting on people's chests where they can't breathe. They call it sleep paralysis, and it's been many of them because they've opened the door through watching these programs.
Yes.
So a werewolf. Everybody knows what a werewolf is. There's just one depiction of one. But listen, I'm gonna say a story. I'm gonna go into Bigfoot here in just a minute. But I had a series of events in which we had an encounter. Let me just go to Bigfoot and I'll tell the story to finish and then pray. So these are pictures. Look, so there's werewolves, Bigfoot. See all these pictures? They're always fuzzy and people always wonder why. But listen, these are Nephilim. They're supernatural creatures. It's just the same as the UFOs. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of sightings all over the place. But they can come in and out of the spirit realm. So they just disappear. And so even the pictures, you can see these pictures are always dim. That's not hard for the devil to do. But yet these people see them. There's too many encounters to ignore. Listen, so here it is. This was a one particular website that people report to. And these guys go out and vet the people to make sure they're not, you know, crazy. Okay? They vet their stories. They vet who they are. They talk to them. So this is 6,289 sightings reported to these people. Okay? Current ones as well. So I'm going to finish with a story and then we'll do deliverance for these guys. So my wife and I are in New Mexico. And we were there on a ski trip. And we were in Angel Fire. And we ended up, I fly fish. So we decided to go to the river. It's called Red River, near Red River, New Mexico. And we're down there fishing. It's winter. Not a lot of people there, but the river's still flowing. And she's sitting up in the sun. It was a nice day. And I go down to fish. And when I go down to fish, she gets scared. Well, we don't operate in fear. So she's rebuking fear. But then she said, Lord, this is of you and you're trying to warn us about something, then have him come out of that river. So my fly line broke that moment. I got it entangled. I come walking out of the river and I look at her face and the Holy Spirit tells me immediately, listen to what she says. And she says, there's something wrong here. Told me her story. We looked up the hill. Seemed to be a cave up there, up the mountain.
And
she could sense it. Watching us. And the Lord told her, this is not your territory. Listen, we're not invincible. You better go in the name of the Lord. So you can get yourself in trouble going after things you're not sent to go after. And we weren't sent there to go after. We were on vacation. And he told her, this is not your territory. So we leave. Actually moved to another within the same place, but there's a parking lot she could sit in there, and I went to fish, but I didn't have my heart in it at all, and we got out of there. Then we left and went home, and I picked up a book. And this book that was in these people's house where we were staying was called The History of the Moreno Valley, which was that area where we were in. And I picked up that book, and when I opened it up, it talked about a Vietnam veteran memorial that was built by a father there whose son died in Vietnam, and it was built on a ley line, ley line, which I knew of ley lines, and it said in that area people see things like Paiute Indian villages and things like that in the spirit realm that don't exist. Okay? They're not there in the natural, but people see them. And so as I was doing it, and I believe the Lord dropped it in my spirit, and I started looking up Bigfoot sightings, and I looked them up in New Mexico, and every one of the sightings were on the ley lines. Ley lines are places that for ever, your Stonehenges, all of these places that are temples to other gods, and many Catholic churches are put there because they happen to be put upon temples of other gods and other sites, by the way. But they sit upon ley lines. Native American sacred sites sit upon ley lines. And so you can go online and find ley line maps. And so I went and looked at the ley line map, and sure enough, all down that line is a ley line map. Over in Oklahoma, where we live, just south of us, is a spoke or a hub southwest of us, and the town is called Hanobi, where they have to have the Bigfoot festivals. And there are ley lines coming out of there. One comes straight through Hot Springs, one goes down into Texas, one comes straight up through our town, and basically our county has more Bigfoot sightings than any county in Oklahoma. It's right on the ley line. That's also where these giant burial mounds are all over the country and all over the world. Okay? So, it's interesting though, because you go back to the werewolf, so I come out of all that and I began a little exploring to find out, and I knew these were Nephilim, I knew what they were, and I was asking, well, why are you showing me these things? But ultimately, we have to be able to rebuke and command things to go. And we have seen them, but we saw one appear in our yard one day. Something opened that door. And our heart was open, the Lord just revealed it to us. And but I began to search that out, and I went to a radio program that talked about werewolves. And in Wisconsin, they had so many sightings in one area that even the town police admitted it, and then went redacted after 6 months. But they had seen them. Well, the day after I listened to that, this daughter of ours in the Lord calls me up and she says, Randy, I got a question for you. What's that? And she says, I was out walking the dogs and I looked at the corner of my eye and 200 yards away was a being. And she said, I thought it was a dog and then it stood up on hind feet and then it closed that distance between me and it in about 2 seconds space, and then another one came up behind it. She said, I just got the dogs and went in the house. She said, what's up? And I said, well, it's interesting. Now, here, I've just been on that track, this track, this track, that, and here this thing happens. And I said, there's a portal open. See, there's something open in your area, and you need to repent. And for the property you live on, repent for whatever went on, and close that door and forbid those things to ever show up again. And she did.
Yeah.
And he never did.
Yeah.
So listen, we've got power and authority over all the creatures, big and small. Amen? Native Americans have a thing called shapeshifters. Not just Native Americans, but the Navajos particularly have shapeshifters. And witchcraft practitioners, shamanism all over the world. They can shapeshift. There are people that actually shapeshift. Sometimes they believe these creatures shapeshift. They literally can change into wolves, change into owls. They are encountered in people, slender men. We're dealing against the supernatural realm that we need to learn to do battle against. Not be in fear, close portals. If something's showing up, listen to me very carefully. Everyone in this room at some point, either yourself, if you open the door, I'm praying none of you do. But you're going to encounter people that have things showing up in their homes. You need to be able to tell them how to close those doors. If something's showing up in the home, it has one of a few reasons. One of them, it's been opened themselves by some kind of form of entertainment or something brought into the house that's unholy, a cursed object. Or they moved into the house and somebody's done it before them and it needs to be repented for. And you can think of it as a gate or a door that's wide open that is allowing those things to pass through, that through repentance you slam the door shut, kick them out, and say, don't come back. Okay? It takes repentance. The other thing is if something's being sent against you. Okay? Something's being sent. And the same thing. You forgive whoever sinned it, you break their curses, and you close the door. In Jesus' name. All done in Jesus' name. Alright? So let's just pray. Let's repent here. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
I repent
for me and my ancestors for giving place in my bloodline to any creature, supernatural being that opposes your kingdom. I repent for any entertainment, books, media, passed down stories that magnify the enemy in any way. I repent for stories told as imaginary that were lies but gave place to the enemy spirits to fulfill these roles against my bloodline. I repent for idolatry. I break the curses. I forgive everyone who sent assignments against me. I break the curses sent against me. I ask you to bless the sender with your goodness and save their soul. I break all agreement and attachments made by me and my ancestors, all appeasements to trolls, ogres, gnomes, ghouls, goblins, vampires, werewolves, bigfoots, shapeshifters. I break all ungodly soul ties. I send all foreign souls where they belong. I repent for any fear of any of these beings. I repent for any participation in Halloween and mimicking these things. I repent for reading fairy tales, reading these things to others. Now I command all these spirits whose legal right has been broken to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Heartbeats go. In the name of Jesus. Nagas go. Calabas go. Cyclops go. Roggers go. Gargoyles go. Tools go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Night elves, dark elves, be gone in the name of Jesus. Little man, go. Dwarfs, be gone in the name of Jesus. Now all demon, nephilim, spirits, dragons, come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Centaurs, come out now in the name of Jesus. Get out of God's people. Every centaur, go. In the name of Jesus, giant spirits go. Gnome spirits go. Goblin spirits go. Gremlins, get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, hags go. Maidens go. In the name of Jesus, go. I break the power of the threefold goddess in the name of Jesus. The crone, the maiden, the hag. Go. In Jesus' name, get out in the name of Jesus. Go. Hippogons go. Mummies go. Orcs go. Hugos go. Ogres go. Get out. Ogres go. Sanguito go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Succubus go. Incubus go. Get out. Incubus spirit go. Succubus spirit. Get out. In the name of Jesus. All sexual spirits. Get out. Occultic sexual spirits. Leave God's people. In the name of Jesus. That leads them astray. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Tripping spirits go. Harassing spirits go. Imps go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All of you get lost. Now Wendigo. Get out, Wendigo. In the name of Jesus, go. Crows go. Yetis go. Yowies go. Zombies go. In the name of Jesus, get out. Doppelganger, get out now. In the name of Jesus. Impusa go. Now, in the name of Jesus. Incantano go. In the name of Jesus. All Chinese dragons go. In the name of Jesus. Oriental spirits, get out now. In the name of Jesus. Skinwalker, leave God's people. Skinwalker, shaman, medicine man. Get out now, in the name of Jesus. Go. In Jesus' name. Selkies, get out. Spriggans, get out. Sykes, get out. Rookaroobies, get out. In the name of Jesus. Now all vampires, get out. Say, I command every vampire spirit to leave me. Everything that would suck the life out of me. And I repent. I've sucked life out of others. I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out, vampires. In the name of Jesus. Come out, vampires. Go. Lizard spirits, go. In the name of Jesus. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus. All vampires, all life suckers. In the name of Jesus. Soul suckers, soul hunters. Get out. In the name of Jesus. All sky gods, get out. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, solar spirits, get out. Snake spirits, go. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, go. In Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command all spirits whose legal right has been broken that we've discussed in this realm. In the name of Jesus, all squatters. In the name of Jesus, from fairies, gnomes, trolls, elves, Nephilims, Bigfoots, shapeshifters, elf, little men, get out. All of it. Squat. Get out. Take one more deep breath. Let them go. Come on out now. In the name of Jesus. Come out, country. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, thank you for your work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now I break the power of all insanity caused by these creatures in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that would bring insanity or make somebody think they were crazy, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Double-mindedness, unstable, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Tripping spirits, go, go, let them go in the name of Jesus. Clumsy, go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Accident, injury, death, and destruction. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, accident, injury, death, and destruction, calamity, leave God's people. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, accident prone, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that would hide these dark things and call them okay and say it's all right, it's only make-believe, I break the power of the lying demons in the name of Jesus. Come out. In Jesus' name. Antichrist, whoredoms, get out. In the name of Jesus. Spiritual whoredoms, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Now all infirmities caused by these spirits, let them go. In Jesus' name. Every infirmity, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Infirmities in the kidneys, infirmities in the liver, infirmities in the heart, infirmities in the lungs, in the name of Jesus. Go. Breath takers, get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Get out. You vile spirits, you unclean spirits in Jesus' name. Now every frog, leave them. Every frog spirit, chief frog, ruling frog, prince frog, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now say, Father, I give you permission and ask you for perpetual, ongoing deliverance. Thank you who the Son sets free. It's free indeed. I thank you, Lord, for filling me with the Holy Ghost and fire. In Jesus' name. Thank you for healing me. If you want healing, raise your hands. If you need healing in your body, say, Lord, we need healing. We all need healing in our soul. Lord, thank you for healing your people. Touch them with your goodness. Do what only you can do. And get yourself glory. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.